Live and direct from Robertson County High School, the host of the 10th Region All-A Tournament, Dave Schabel and Dave Tremmen, here at the home of the Fighting Black Devils for round number two this evening, as the girls had their way pretty much at will against the... this ain't good. There we go. All right, we're trying to get a few things organized here. It's not professional. I'm sure Marty and Joe never had these difficulties. I had to reschedule this broadcast, go back to the website, put in a new broadcast number, and here we are live and direct. See if I can find myself.
I just handed them to you over there. They were in there.
Where did you go?
In your hand, in your left hand.
All right,
here
pull that
would
out
be...
for me.
Ta-da.
There we go. Ta-da.
That's the wrong one.
All right.
That's the wrong one.
At any rate, the girls' game, Bull Brossard led from the get-go, 65-14. The Black Devils, there we go. Here tonight in the Brossard Mustangs in the opening round of this tournament. David, I like the way our guys are playing. We've, done well with Beachwood, who did well with Covecath. Defeated DeSales, who played into the finals at Henry County. Led big over New Richmond. Played Campbell County tough into the second half. Then the other night led Highlands by 7, under 2 minutes to play, but failed to get the W. I think it's just a matter of these guys learning to win, developing a little confidence, and... playing up to our capabilities, which I think are capable of winning this particular tournament. Tonight you've got Augusta and St. Pat's on the other side of the bracket doing battle, and the two winners will face off here on tomorrow night back here at the same time at 7:30 p.m. In the upper bracket, you've got Nicholas County going to Calvary Christian and Paris taking on Bracken County. So at any rate, we'll know a lot more going into tomorrow than we know now. But right now, we know we got to take care of business here against Robertson County. Brossard has a history with them. I've got it written up here somewhere if I can find it. A bit disorganized.
Yeah, I grabbed your sheets. Is this it here?
No, I'm getting them. Okay, Brossard, boys.
It's all that girl stuff you just said here. Danny left you a mess.
Right? I know. Here we go. All right. At any rate, back before Robertson County became Robertson County High School, we had the King brothers back in the day, Kyle and Luke, and then more recently in 21, Justin Beckner became the big name and took the Black Devils all the way to Eastern or wherever was being played that year, perhaps Frankfort. We are 8-3 against Deming before they became Robertson County High School, and 6-1 since they became Robertson County and moved a little further out of town. So we now join the PA announcer as he will introduce the starting lineups for both of these teams. And Brossard High School, being the visiting team on the scoreboard, will be introduced first. And here comes Beckett Kunz. He will be the junior guard, first announced as running mate in the backcourt, wearing number 5, Ben Doyle, the shooter, Parker Mulberry. Here's the captain, Hayden, and the Mustang big man, Alex Combs. I'd like to see Alex have a big night tonight. He seems to be the tallest player out on the floor for the Robertson County Black Devils, if I can find their roster. If not,
it's right here in front of you. Oh, you look for the height and weight.
There we go. Number 2, Nathan Turner, a junior guard. Wearing number 4, that is Nate Gray, a senior. Wearing number 11, third man out, Andrew Goodman, a junior. Wearing number 12, Ashton Myers. And wearing number 1, Lucas Burton, rounds out the Black Devil 5. Robertson County comes into this fall game with a win-loss record of 4 wins and 6 losses. Your Brossard Mustangs are 6-5. All right, I think I got things caught up. Anytime you do 2 games back-to-back, I don't know.
And they started that running clock, or the 20-minute in between the clocks. They started that as they were still announcing the girls' all-tournament team.
However, we got it done. So I lost the originally scheduled broadcast. I scheduled a new one, and I went to the B Mustangs website and inserted the new links, and here we are ready to go. Hope everybody is with us. We are broadcasting out of the Robertson County in-house Wi-Fi tonight. And since we signed on at about 5:30 this evening, it has served us well. All right, looks like they've got a spill or something they're going to take care of here. Chris Robinson, one of the officials working this particular ball game tonight. Mustangs, the visiting team, wearing our Nike greens trimmed in white. Robertson County, pure white, trimmed in black and red.
Do we have team shoes this year? I'm seeing
we do.
Alex Combs.
I don't know.
Violating the law right here.
Yeah, Combs must have. We'll give him that.
All right.
When I was talking about Justin Beckner, 2021, he averaged 26 points a game and defeated Brossard. We were playing without Carson Shermer that night, but they went on to win. In the 21st-round tournament, we defeated them in the 10th region tournament. First game ever played at the new GRC in overtime, 58-54. That's then, this now. We're underway in the boys' 10th region A tournament. No long sentences, three-point shot put up, battle for the rebound, and the Mustangs are going to come away with it.
Yeah,
so,
Nate Gray didn't take place anytime jacking one up.
No, Parker said, I don't know, maybe I'll just do that. But he didn't. All moving well, Mustangs playing together as this unit is done. Very effectively, here comes Parker on a rim run. Loses the ball on the way up. Out of bounds it goes, and the Mustangs will turn it over.
Full court press by the Stangs. I'm loving it. Cause a little friction here on the Robinson County spot. And there it is.
And a steal takeaway, close in shot. Dom puts it up, no good. Alex Combs going to run down the rebound. And a travel violation. I liked the shot fake, but the blow by results in a whistle and a traveling violation. And Coach Brandon Henson of Robertson County says, let's talk about this press. And calls a 30-second timeout.
Got to be related to the famous Jason Henson.
Yeah, they have similar builds.
Yes, similar haircuts.
Yep, I would say that they are out of the same gene pool.
Yeah, he spun Jason a couple pounds, but still, he's got to be related somehow.
Mustang fans have traveled good. Lady Stangs sticking around, watch a bit of this one. They don't play again until Wednesday night, when they will play the winner of Augusta St. Pat's. I would think that Augusta would probably have the upper hand in that one, as I'm sure they do in the boys' game tonight being played at Augusta High School. All right, here we go. Out of the timeout, and they break the press, throw right over it. big man move all the way down inside by number 12. Aston Myers takes on Alex Combs and scores. Mustangs will play from behind. Beckett Quince trying to get us on the board. Stop, pop, top of the key, no good. Here comes Alex, squares up, puts up a shot, a lot of contact, no whistle, and this time is the ball caroms from the opposite side on a Parker Mulberry put back. The whistle blows, and Alex Combs will go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, definitely saw the contact on that one by Ashton Myers, and good to see Ben Doyle, as he always does, scrapping the first play of the game. He was down on the ground. Love his hustle.
And a 2-1 ball game now as Alex hits the first of two. And one remains.
Coach is not putting them on the line, in there, but they're coming down to press.
Two of a kind, bookends, and we're all knotted up at twos early on. 6:48 to play in the first period. First round, 10th region, All-A Classic Tournament 2025. High ball screen set, and there's the give-go. And a carom right into the hands of Nathan Turner, who obliges the Devils and scores it. Ask and answer basketball early on, 4-2, the home team. Here comes Dom Hedden. Sets up, three-point shot. Kuntz, no good. Rebound, inside, stick back. Parker leaves it short. Actually, Alex leaves it short.
Yeah, he got hammered again by Ashton Myers. That's two on Mr. Myers.
Will make an encore appearance to the free throw line. Where he is? No, take that back.
Oh, on the ground,
foul.
Huh? All right.
So we will inbound. Here comes Beckett. Finger rolls.
Oh, my
it
God.
And it won't go.
Alex Combs
and
with another
Combs court. Short arms it. Wow. See, we needed all 20 minutes of that warm-up to get the feel for the cold, hard steel rims here at Robertson County. But as we speak, Alex continues to persevere, scores the rebound, and goes to the line to shoot one. Three-point play the old-fashioned way, and the Mustangs go back on top. 5-4.
Well, you wanted Combs involved as the tallest man on the court, and he's got about 7-8 rebounds already.
I look up, and he's got a rebound. All right, here comes Beckett. Beckett penetrating at will here.
Fresky in the game.
Fresky into the ball game. Dom Hedden with a pass fake. Spins, opens himself up, takes it to the rack, and scores. Beautiful move by the captain, Dom Hedden. It's 7-4.
We're letting this number 12 get the ball in every time, and he's unguarded at halftime, and Alex is picking him up down low, and this time he drives in and goes in for the layup, and contact made by Alex Combs.
So Alex has been the recipient of two personal fouls, now administers one, and this will send Ashton Myers to the free throw line for a pair. First one, back iron, no good. Alex gets another rebound, but it don't count. Alex going to get a breather. Parker Mulberry back off the bench. So it's Doyle and Kuntz along with Borowski, Parker Mulberry, and Dom Hedden. Second free throw, airborne. This one is good. 3 points on the night. Myers in a 7-5 Bishop Brossard lead.
We get to take a three.
Ben Doyle.
Yeah.
Guys like playing on this surface, if I remember. There's a nice pass fake. Here comes Kuntz. And again, Beckett is just snake bit on his rim runs. Take to the holes. And this time, we will come up empty. Drew Steffen going to come off the bench. Beckett Kuntz comes out of the game. Gets a pat on the back from Ben Franzen, shaking his head.
And he picks up that foul as well.
Oh, now Ben Doyle with a touch foul. So Doyle with one, Beckett with one, Alex Combs with one. Both teams with three team fouls apiece.
This could be a long one. They keep on whistling these little things here.
And a home run pass, but we're going to intercept it. Ben Doyle goes up, pulls it out of the air. Stop, pop, puts it in.
Beauty.
Good jump stop move there by Ben Doyle. As a man stood in to take a charge, Ben says, there'll be no charges taken tonight. And scores and gives the Mustangs a 9-5 edge.
That was a jump. That was a combo between a jump stop and a head waiter shot. That was an interesting looking shot. Avoided the contact.
Deming throws the ball in. They're not Deming anymore, Shams, but they've always been Deming to me. Ball all the way up top. Nathan Turner, big tall guard, pounding nails into the floor with it. Finally, a jump pass across to the elbow. Turn around, shot put up short by Andy Goodman. And down with the rebound, Dom Head and the Mustangs want to run. Pull up at the elbow. Three-point shot, Brusky.
Yep,
pretty! Brusky rings the bell, hits the target, and wins the QB doll, and scores 3 points, becoming the Mustangs' fourth player to put ink in the book, and we lead 12-5.
Thought we had a hip check on the sideline, but just out of bounds. A little bump by Drew Steffen, knocked it out.
Nathan Turner, no hurry. Brossard picking him up right at the top of the three-point line. A lot of pressure being administered. The ball's knocked free. And Nate Gray wraps up
prison
our rebound.
He just grabbed him from behind and said, you're not taking one step, son.
End of the ball game. A little guy, Hunter Poe, checks in for the Black Devils. All right, here comes Ben Doyle. Doyle to the elbow. Ernie Liggett would have said he carried it. But he gets it to Parker Mulberry in the corner, and back-to-back three-point goals have quickly given the Mustangs a 10-point lead at 15-5.
And Ben Doyle still
how
past
about
the half,
you, Ben
yeah.
Doyle? Can't get it. Gets the rebound tipped out to him. 0-for-2 on the sequence for Ben. All right, we'll take it up 10. There's a knock away by Drew Steffen. We're going to throw ahead. Brusky with a jump stop.
Pete.
Overshoots it. Parker overshoots it. Dom Hedden says, give it to me. I'm coming up Main Street and scores.
Great job by Brady getting him the ball underneath there. Saw him shooting the lane way up top and hands it off to him for a quick, easy layup.
Everybody else struggling mightily
and
down
what
there.
What happened here? Turnover underneath? Must have stepped on the line or something because we've got the ball underneath. Yeah.
I looked down, I looked up.
I was scribbling, yeah.
And back into the lineup, Lucas Burton for the Black Devils. Excuse me. Ball into the corner. Parker fakes the three, puts up. There's your head waiter shot, a floater, and it's good. Parker Mulberry now with 5 points on the night. 19-5. Not quite as dramatic a lead as the girls, who led 19-2 after a quarter and then shut them out in the second. Here's Parker, wide open. Ready, aim, fire, no good. Carson Hesse saves the possession. Three-point shot from the corner. Or what do we have, Brusky?
Carson bumping underneath, playing dirty.
Carson playing a little too rough, whistled for the excessive contact. Into the lineup comes,
not yet.
Nope. Well, Drew Steffen going to be whistled for tripping up number 14, Hunter Poe.
Going to put him on the line.
And the Mustangs are over the limit. I'm going to move this down here.
You go right ahead. Put it anywhere you want.
Because right now it is out of service. All right.
Is that a bad thing?
No.
Okay.
Because we're on the in-house Wi-Fi.
Okay. All right. That should be shooting, yeah.
So Drew Steffen picks up a personal, puts us over the limit. And the smallest man on the floor, Hunter Poe, will toe the stripe and shoot the double. Ooh, lane violation. Yes, sir. Take the ball back, sir. And they do, and they'll re-give it to him. So Lucas Burton just simply walked off the line, which is a lane violation, which eliminates the first of two shots being put up by Hunter Poe. So the first one gets eliminated, and he hits the second. 19-6. Ben Doyle finally hits pay dirt. Stop, pop, 4 points, Ben. 21 now to 6.
Knocked the ball out of bounds. Good pressure by the Stangs again.
Yeah, I like the pace. This is pretty much what I had hoped for. here in the opening round of the 10th Region A. Deflected outside, knocked loose by Brusky, and the Mustangs are going to come up with it. Parker Mulberry scored on a floater from the left side and now tries the right. It doesn't go. Doyle throws a scud missile over to Parker Mulberry in the corner, tries to come baseline, and cannot get it to go. The Black Devils, full speed ahead, one end to the other, throw it away.
Let's see if we can get Alex Combs back in the game.
Here comes pick the Brossard big man back.
Double-digit rebounds here in first quarter, maybe.
Ben Doyle comes out looking winded, being served up a H2O by the manager, Max with two X's, Woosley.
Nathan Turner back in because Combs came in. He's going to guard him man-to-man.
All right, Mustangs being guarded man-to-man, but I'll tell you what I'm seeing here. If you'll watch, Black Devils are not playing weak side drop-off help and are sticking to their man tight, which is open in the middle for us. We need to recognize that and take advantage. All right, here we go again. Hunter Poe, full speed ahead. Throws into traffic. Amari Canyon comes away with it. I don't know, man. I don't know what they're trying to do. They're trying to attack the basket, and they do it successfully. So Hunter Poe on a rim run draws contact. And Parker Mulberry going to be assessed the foul. Two shots coming up from the little lefty, Hunter Poe.
Not a bad looking shot he has.
No.
From that angle.
The kid's pretty gritty. Have to check my roster there and see what grade he's in. Looks young.
His hair's about 16 years old, though.
Yeah, it sure is. Second win, front iron, backboard, good. 3 of 3 for Mr. Poe. And it's 21 now to 8. Minute 45 to play. We go inside. Alex puts it up, pads his stats, gets an offensive rebound, misses again. And again, Dom Haddon said, good Lord, guys, give me the ball. Let me show you how it's done.
He just put another
and
one in.
He
did
does
he just
it.
Steal another bucket?
He must have, because there's 2 points I can't account
That's
for.
That's it right
on
there.
On the board.
Yeah.
So back-to-back, Dom Haddon baskets, 8 points on the night, 25-8. The pace is furious. There is a home run pass. Wow, and they caught up to it and salvaged it. Jump shot being put up from the perimeter. No good. The rebound comes off hot off of the outstretched arms of Beckett Kuntz, and the Black Devils will get an inbounds play. All right, they will inbounds underneath. Bounce pass comes into the corner.
Carson had
read by
on
Carson.
Yeah.
He got a hand in there. Now they're going to back it all the way up to the top of the key, and we're going to come with a double team trap. Somehow they manage to escape, attack the rim. The ball comes out. Beckett Kuntz steps on the sideline in his haste to advance it, and it'll stay right there in the front court with the Black Devils putting it in. Play.
Alex Combs with another rebound. That one on his knees. He went down for the ball and came up with it on his knees. He's pushing double digits for sure.
Andrew Gooden throws it in right in front of us. Collected by Myers all the way outside to Poe. Well, I've memorized his name. Poe on a running left-hander. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. And Brossard's going to come away. We got numbers. Dom said, I'll take care of it, but doesn't. Gets his shot blocked. Alex with another rebound, and Dom on another rim run. Listen, he gets hit. No whistle, and leaves it short. Dom must be getting tired. Dom hit 4 in a row.
Another tip.
And here comes Hesse. He's going to come out of there with it. And
they're calling the block.
And they're going to call the block. Count the basket by Hesse, and Carson will go to the line and shoot one. Hesse becomes the sixth Mustang to put ink in the scorebook.
Our shooting percentage is not the highest so
no,
far.
No, it's not.
But we pumped up 27, possibly 28 points right here on the board.
And 28 it is. Hesse, 3-point play and becomes the Mustangs' sixth scorer. Brossard, let's see, we've used 9 players now in this. And here's a steal. Hesse says, I'm going to read this pass out. It would be a pick six in football, but it's only a steal and a field goal in hoops. And there is another deflected pass out of bounds as the Mustangs, Brady Brusky, deflects it. And it last touched by the Black Devils.
Look at this underneath the basket, Ben.
Nobody
Doyle.
Picks up Doyle, and he said, I'm having a tough shooting night, but I can get this one, and he does. 6 points for Ben. And then a foul committed by the Devils is going to send Ben Doyle to the line for 2. Having trouble keeping up with the action here. Ben, no good.
Oh, did we get an offensive rebound, do we or not?
Now, why did Doyle only shoot one? Did he get
made the bucket.
A bucket.
Yeah, he was wide open. Yeah, he was wide open and got the
ball. Oh, that's what it was. Okay, I got you.
32-8 with .5 left and Black Devil.
All right, well, I could use a little breather. And Ben Doyle intercepts the pass, but with only a half second to go, has no choice but to swallow it. And the Fast Furious, up and down, attack the rim on both ends. First quarter has come to an end, and Brossard has put up 32 points, 128 per game scoring pace, and that would be a new school record by 7 points.
Well, I'll take the under on that, as I'm assuming if we keep this pace up, we'll be into the running clock midway through.
So a 24-point lead now for the Mustangs, 32-8. I wonder how many shots were taken by both teams in that quarter of play.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, well, we took a ton. I'm
we
not
did.
Sure how many they took.
And we didn't hit a whole lot.
Yeah, we didn't,
them.
Yeah.
2-2-2-0, that's correct.
Yep,
that's what
the
I
girls'
got.
Bus is pulling out. They spent a little
ladies
quality time.
Ladies have seen enough. They're assured that their boy counterpart should be able to take care of business and bring this one home and get the job done. The boys, if victorious, would return here tomorrow night for a 7:30 game. The game that would precede us would be the winners of Paris and Nicholas County. That's not right.
Paris and Augusta? No. Paris and Augusta, isn't it?
Nope.
Nope.
Augusta's playing St. Pat's.
Okay, that's right.
And they're in our bracket.
All right.
So up top, Nicholas and Bracken. Paris and who's left? I don't know.
Side note, I did see the girls at church yesterday at St. Mary's as a squad together. Always good seeing when the teams get together like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Okay, at any rate. Second quarter begins. Brosby
nice.
Possession. And Beckett Coons feeds Alex Combs straight away, and Combs scores it. So we're going to continue this scoring pace. And now it's 34. Here's an intercepted pass. Parker Mulberry on the move, being sized up from behind. Dishes it off to Dom Haddon, who's now double figures at 10 points.
Dom's going to owe some people some steak dinners here.
Yeah,
he's
he
getting
sure
a lot of freebies here tonight.
He's taking advantage of the dimes. Your old buddy from Newcastle, Lawn Boy, used to call him Dimes.
Yeah.
Assists. Shot put up, no good. And the Black Devils are going to score. This one is good by Ashton Myers, 5 points. And, it looked like Parker maybe had answered before I could get it written down. All right, 36-10. 26 Brossard lead.
Yeah,
number four, Nate Gray takes on Dom Haddon, and Haddon just flat rejects it.
Get a jump ball, Black Devils possession. Arrow favoring them.
And they bounce pass on the block, and we allow them to do it. However, the shot doesn't go. Ben Doyle climbs the ladder, pulls down the rebound, throws ahead. And the head pass goes to Beckett Kuntz, who then feeds Alex Combs, who scores. Alex wasn't exactly ready for that one.
He wasn't.
But he caught it. All he had to do was turn around, put it up, put it in. Another assist for Beckett Kuntz.
And Alex has 9 points, and I guarantee he's got 9 rebounds to go along with it.
Stay on your feet, big boy. Oh, and they go up and under him. Nice up and under move. Ashton Myers takes on Alex Combs and wins the battle. 38-12. Alex says, I'll get it back, and he does. 11 points, double figures now. Brossard big man, Alex Combs.
Here comes big number 4. He's going to go for a layup.
He is not going to stop. Slams the ball off of the backboard. The follow-up player puts it up too strong, and now a foul committed by number 4, Nate Gray.
That's his third foul. I'm not sure he's seen a whole game this year, the way the physicality he plays. He's all over him. And what is that noise?
I have no idea. Yeah. It's not us.
Yeah, I hope not anyway.
All right. Mustangs will walk it up, catch their breath. Beckett Kuntz off the ball by screen. Make it bend. No. Beckett Kuntz comes off that high ball screen, gets into the paint, twist, turns, scores, steals it back, dumps it to Dom Haddon, and he scores and is fouled in the act of shooting. If you're having trouble keeping up, it's 42-12.
You're having trouble keeping up. It's 44-12. And Dom's at the line to possibly make it.
They were slow putting it on the board.
Yeah, I'm just teasing you, yeah. But it's frenetic down here right now.
Unbelievable.
Watching these guys, yeah. I mean, the inbound steals, the pressure. I didn't know what to expect. I knew we were coming down here heavy favorites, but I wasn't expecting this.
And Dom Haddon fails on the end one. Dom Haddon, the number 10 free throw shooter in the state of Kentucky. All classifications, because Kentucky basketball is not classified. All right. Brossard still keeping up a little pressure in the backcourt. Ball comes in, comes right back to the inbounder, Turner. And we're going to get a back tip out of bounds. Into the game comes Carson Hesse. And he replaces big man Alex Combs. Ball into the backcourt to Turner. 5:27 to play here in the second period of deflection. Deflections lead to steals. We come up with it. There's the Beckett Kuntz spin move. Dishes it out. Dom Haddon says, enough of this getting beat up inside. Launches from the top of the key, gets his own rebound, and then travels. All right, so the Brossard turnover will lead to the Black Devils inbounding against the Mustang pressure defense. They try to go off of us. Somehow they maintain possession, and the inbounder, Nathan Turner, comes away with it. Foul committed up top, Hesse.
I'm not a big fan of having a back to the guy inbounding the ball, and that's what we did that time. And he was running out of time, so he just threw it off the back of Dom.
Right.
And kicked away, and they got the ball back. We almost had it, though.
All right. Oh, there's a poke away by Parker. Save Parker's going to run it down and then drops it out of bounds. Parker picked it up and dropped it right out of bounds.
You got to laugh about that, Parker. Come on now.
There we go.
His dad's not.
So the turnover will give the Black Devils a chance to cut into our 32-point lead, but they're not going to do it on this possession as they throw it out of the house. I refer to us being sped up on occasions.
Yeah, that's.
And we're probably being sped up here, but if sped up is going to be applied to one of those two teams, it's going to be the Black Devils. All right, Parker, you're set up perfectly for the three-point wing extended three-point shot. No good. The battle for the rebound is going to result in Carson Hesse picking up his third personal foul.
Carson's smiling as he's coming off. Brady Breskin's coming back.
He's getting his money's worth.
Yes, he always does. Yeah, he never gets cheated.
And again, the Black Devils, oh, they telegraph a pass. A good take to the hole by Beckett, was expecting a whistle. Didn't get it. Here's Dom Hedden. Catches the ball one-handed behind him. Transfers it and scores all in the same motion.
About steak dinners for Dom Hedden now, but tell you what, he earned himself a steak dinner.
Dom Hedden has become a complete ball player. Here's Parker run out. Gets it. Took two steps without putting the ball on the floor. Survives
up 36.
The no whistle, and now it's 48-12. And we will be running clock in the second half. Maybe in the first half, not sure. We haven't been here before. Parker's going to run out. Dom Hedden's going to throw it ahead. Parker Mulberry is going to score. 9 points now for Parker. Good defense being applied here by Brady Brusky and Ben Doyle.
I did learn something on the, if there's overtime, the fourth quarter fouls continue. They don't start anew in the overtime period. I saw somebody ask a question online the other day, and it's like, oh, that's interesting. That never came up, so I didn't realize what the situation was.
And that is the way I would have thought, since the quarters are abbreviated.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We hand it in. Straight ahead, rim run. Beckett Kuhn still having problems with finishing at the rim, but draws a foul here, and it'll go to the line for two. Meanwhile, Coach Franzen wants to talk to the remaining four players who are smiling. And the first one hits front iron and then drops across the middle. Beckett Kuhn's second free throw en route. Two of a kind bookends. He gets them both. Into the ball game comes Drew Steffen, going to give Beckett Kuntz a breather. Beckett Kuntz making things happen for the Mustangs tonight.
Well, Bench stood up and gave him a high five as he walked down the line. Well deserved.
Mr. Poe will bring up the Black Devils. Little V cut, spins away, and he puts up a shot. Dom Hedden gets it, throws ahead. Parker Mulberry is going to impose his will. They're going to call it a common foul out on the floor.
Lucas Burden with his second team's fourth of the period.
So we're going to get an inbounds play. Dom's going to throw it in.
And the clock is not running.
No. It must. Running clock in basketball doesn't start till the second half. Okay. Mike Shaq confirms that. He would know.
Mike Shaq's the man, so yep. that does it all.
He would know. All right, so we will play out, stop and go, the remainder of the first half, which is 3:10. Ball comes into Brusky. Wow, what a great pass by Brusky. Over his back to the streaking oncoming Ben Doyle, who puts it in the book, and now we've reached the half-century mark plus four. 54-12. And ball comes down. Ben threatens the pull. Gets it out to the man who makes a living doing it, and Parker Mulberry hits a three, his second of the night, and it's 57. Now the 12, who'd have thunk it?
12 points for Mr. Mulberry now. He's reached double figures.
Glad to see Parker having a good night, going inside, going outside.
We've already got four in double figures right now, so Doyle, Mulberry, Hedden, and Alex Combs.
57 points are on the board at the moment for the Mustangs. And a rim run. And I think we just kind of said, well, we're not going to commit a foul. Let Burton go. And we did, and he scores it. 57-14. Ball up top being moved around the perimeter. Drew Steffen gets it to Mulberry. Mulberry gets it to Doyle. Doyle tries to duck under and moves his feet. That'll be a travel violation. And the Mustangs will come up empty. Mustangs dropping back out of the press. Maybe that's just after made baskets, or maybe we decided we've had got enough. Ball deflected, and how many deflections have there been in this ball game?
I think that's why he started up, you know, with the full court press. I think the scouting report was they don't handle the ball quite that well, and let's take advantage of it.
Ben Doyle tries to go the length of the floor, pitches it off to Parker Mulberry. Mulberry launches from three and a whistle blows. However, the infraction, whatever it is, does not involve Parker.
No, it's a foul on Ben Doyle. They both the refs blew the whistle because the body went
all
to the
right,
ground.
So they're going to say that Ben ran over the defender, player control foul on the pass.
It's interesting. Both refs looked at each other and said, like, what are you calling?
There's a home run pass down inside. Shot put up no good by Myers and cleaned up by Lucas Burton. 57-16. Parker, make it Brady Bruski. He's going to launch and hit his second three-point goal. 6 points now for Brady Bruski, the sophomore. And the pressure makes you do strange things. Nate Gray throws it out of bounds.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd like to see us warm up with some threes out here. We haven't shot a whole lot of them, but we have made four, more than I would have guessed, so we are getting our opportunities from deep.
Yeah, we're just keep running that open post offense, and it's being good to us. Bruski launches and tries to go back-to-back on threes. This one no good, off the fingertips of Dom Haddon, and it'll be a Robertson County possession. Robertson County with four wins this season.
Let's see if Nate Gray does not take it to the rack. He's taking it to the rack.
He's trying, and Dom Haddon is just shadowing him. Says, bring it in here. Now here's a run out, and the two sophomores hook up. Drew Steffen throws ahead to Bruski, and Bruski puts it in the book. 62-16. I had hoped for a sizable, even running clock style victory, but I didn't see this coming. Two shots taken. Doyle down with a rebound, and they're going to say travel.
He's running some hard luck this game. Balls off the hand. You know, the charge that they called, or the offensive player control foul, that play right there.
So the Devils get it in close, and a nice turnaround Jay issued by Lucas Burton, who now has 6 points. 62-18.
20 seconds left in this quarter.
And Drew Steffen's going to back us all the way out to the red R. He gets checked, knocked to the ground, and they say, play
Gray on. Looked up for the foul. He knew he did, and he just said, you're going to call it on me or what?
Now we're under 10 seconds. Parker's going to execute a rim run, puts it up strong, down with the rebound. Myers, three-quarter court shot, woefully short. Horn blows. Half ends. Mustangs run off to the locker room on top. 62-18. Periods of 32 and 30. Wowzer. Let's take a break. Recognize people, put up money, make the Mustangs go. We'll be back after this promo message. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the good folks who put up the money to make the Mustangs go. Paul Verst and Jim Stadmiller at Verst Logistics. The good folks at Ford Wright Chick-fil-A. Rick Williams at M&W Excavation, and we still remember Mitch Ord. Dennis Elix and Marvin Bryant at Alexandria Funeral Homes and Dobling Mullenkamp Herschel. Matt Gepper at BMC Auto Rental.
ASAP, where the Mustangs train. Jim Ubel, Central Bank. The good folks at Beal Brothers Jewelers. A-Town Equipment Rental, that's Jason Kramer. Jackpot Dumpster Rental, that's Justin Kramer. Jen C. Pate at Neltner Realty. The Griffiths at Ken's Auto Care. Sugar Mill Suites. Rick Shermer at True Stone Distributors. Mark Citrullo at Hollander Manufacturing. Alexandria Tire and Auto Service. The Olberding family at Silver Grove Dairy Bar, your summer place to be. Kramer Tree Service, that's Wayne Kramer. Jones Eye and the good folks at Skyline Chili. Revive Dental and Tom Munninghoff and the good folks at Munninghoff Lang and Company. Support these fine folks who support your Mustangs. We can't do it without them.
Dave Chappell, Dave Trentman back at the broadcast tables. The Mustangs run, gun, have fun. We've got 62 points on the board, David, but we're probably shooting about 35% from the field.
If that. And, you know, it's under, it's closed in range. It's a lot of contact. And it's just, I mean, just taking some shots. I mean, they're just not falling. And
yeah, Beckett Kuntz only has 4 points on the night. And between him and Ben Doyle have had a myriad of close-in, high-percentage looks that just haven't gone.
But we've been getting rebounds. It's not like we're not scoring on that possession, you know, so.
And then Robertson County Black Devils oblige us by throwing the ball to us on numerous occasions. And there have been a couple times here we've scored back-to-back baskets.
6 or 8 points where the Black Devils never touched the ball. They threw it to us and underneath the basket, uncontested.
Well, here at the half in the opening round of the All-A, the Mustangs with 7 scores in the book, led by our captain, Dom Haddon, with 14 of them. 12 points for Parker Mulberry, 11 for Alex Combs, 8 apiece, Ben Doyle and Brady Baruski. 5 on the night for Carson Hesse, who tried to foul out of the first half and spent some bench duty. And 4 points for Beckett Kuntz. The Mustangs, periods of 32 and 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 free throws attempted. And 5 of those hit.
6.
6 of those hit. So the Mustangs, boy, big numbers, 124 points a game pace. I'm sure that'll slow down in the running clock of the second half, and I'm sure we will back off all pressure and maybe work on our zone in the second half.
You know, that's an opportunity, I think, too, for some of the JV players to get some minutes. And I hate when teams come in at the end of the game on a blowout like this and don't try to score. You know, it's an opportunity for both benches to get some playing time, to run their plays and see what the varsity does. So.
Yeah, you got guys like Carter Morgan and Bar Glass.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to see, and I'm sure we will. Jackson Steffen for sure.
No, Jackson Steffen's out. He busted his hip, I think he said, going in for a one-handed dunk. Came down all wrong, so he's dressed over there and all black with 2 earrings in. So there he is walking up the stairs right there, limping up.
Little gimply, yes, he is. Oh, wow, I did not know that.
I saw him down here in front of the
scoreboard. Why isn't he sitting on the end of our bench? Here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's why. You can only dress 15 players in all a game.
Yes.
So were he to sit on our bench, then one of our guys who were dressed would not have been able to dress.
Absolutely.
So he is sitting in the Bob Uecker front row, last row, here tonight, taking it all in.
He's
and then
winning,
the question that I have to ask him is, what in the hell are you doing thinking going in for a one-handed dunk?
It's showtime.
Kids are kids. All right, the Black Devils periods of 8 and 10. Four scores in the books, led by Eston Myers with seven, Lucas Burton with six, three for Hunter Poe, and two for Nathan Turner. So, you know, a lot of turnovers on that side. As I commented in the girls' game, you know, if you watch us warm up, watch them warm up, we are fortunate enough to be blessed with superior athleticism, depth, experience perhaps, you know, and Lord knows this group has paid its dues. We were eliminated last year in the first round of this tournament by Nicholas County. If we would be fortunate enough to win this tournament, the 10th Region Champs shirt might elude to that particular theme. We'll cross that bridge if and when we would come to it. Other guys out there, Brendan Hill. You know, Brendan Hill is small, but when he's in the ball games, he's effective. He scored 9 points the other night in the JV game in limited playing time, and you know, he's got great three-point touch, and he handles the ball effectively.
We saw that young man from Newport Catholic.
Yeah, the tiny guy.
Yep,
Andrew Green.
Yeah, and then who is it out here? Hunter Poe. He's
little guy.
Challenged. Yeah, and he you know, he's doing an okay job handling the ball, but he's out there battling with our Mustangs tonight. So don't let the height scare you away from the game if you got the handle.
No, and I would think here would be, and I'm sure Ben will come back out with the first five here for a few minutes. But, you know, when the subs are made, I'd like to see guys like Carter get a chance to play with the first five.
Yeah, that's supplement one at a time to get that rhythm in with the varsity.
And I'm going to tell
speed.
You something. I mean, Bar Glass is a sophomore, but he is fearless and gutless. He's a great three-point shooter, and if you would mix and mingle him with those guys, he could contribute at this level. I'm convinced of it. We are fortunate enough that we don't have to dip into our sophomore talent.
Yeah, that's a great
and
point.
Have to
yeah.
be able to use
yeah.
him.
Unlike the last couple of years.
Yeah, so yeah. if your Bar Glass is daddy sitting home listening to me say all these wonderful things, and then maybe Jason might scratch his head and say, well, then why in the hell aren't they playing him? Well, that's why we're playing him. We don't have to, because we are blessed with three superior guards in Ben Doyle, Beckett Kuntz, and Brady Brusky. And we've got shooters in Drew Steffen and in Parker Mulberry. And we've got the garbage man in Dom Hanton. So, you know, second half, let's make sure that we stay healthy, finish this thing out, feel good about ourselves, and be back in this same venue tomorrow night for a 7:30 p.m. ball game. You picking me up?
Absolutely. The bus will be running.
There we go.
We're all supposed to get snow tomorrow.
Well, I have to be careful some kind where
of,
I walk.
Some kind of dusting or something early in the day,
All right.
We got to check Mount Olivet since it's so far away to see if they're projecting snow as well. And it sure doesn't look like it down here. But
down, it doesn't look like they got nearly as much as we got up home on that first blast. You could tell where the roads were plowed. You know, and I agree with the decision Friday night.
Oh, absolutely,
not to play, because they were calling from 1 to 4, and we did get, we got a couple inches of snow.
I used a snow thrower on mine. I wasn't going to go out there with a shovel, so it was enough to do that.
All right, Mustang first five to start the second half. Let's see if we can maintain that scoring pace as Beckett Kuntz, Ben Doyle, Parker Mulberry, Dom Hadden, and Alex Combs will set up on offense. Moving from your right, away from the glass windows, to the left, the concession stand end of Robertson County Gym.
I see where Bishop Rossard sending another player to next level of playing.
And I'm happy for him.
Yeah, Keegan Gawley.
My man, Keegan Gawley.
Where did he commit to?
Hanover,
there you go. Yes, great school.
Jackson Crawford and
Jacob Rieger.
Rieger went 4 years at Hanover. All right, here we go. Back to live action. 62 to 18. Lob inside.
Don't
bounce
put that
on
down.
The floor. Didn't have to, but he did. And he put it up and he put it in. So the Mustangs score on our first possession. And it is Alex Combs delivering the mail. Perfect lob, a pass. All right. And we are tightening it up down in the paint. Here's a shot put up off balance by Andrew Goodman. Down ahead. Wow, what a great pass. And Alex catches it and scores back-to-back bucket.
Ben Doyle with that great
throw
down there. That
was an excellent pass. Ben Doyle saw him and Alex saw it coming. 66 now to 18. Mustangs having things our own way tonight. Well, every game doesn't have to be a head knocker. It's a block shot. Mustangs with numbers, and Ben, not sure who that was intended for, Ben.
Ben threw it at Parker, and I don't know if it was going to the deep man or Parker himself, but we still maintain possession. But another nice try by Ben.
All right, the ball is going to come in. Parker Mulberry is going to fire from three-point range. The long rebound is going to be taken by Combs. Now Beckett says, man, I ain't having any luck at all inside. Let me try a three. And that didn't work either. So one done for the Mustangs on that inbounds play. Nathan Turner draws a double team. Says, what in the world did I get into? Somehow gets out of there. Throws long. Shot put up. Down with a rebound. Comes Alex Combs. Parker Mulberry shifts gears. Draws contact.
Take a guess who was on. Number four, Nate Gray. His fourth of the game.
Well, you had called that early. So the Mustangs. Ball comes in. Dom Hedden throws. We go to Combs. Big man, turn around, soft touch, Combs attacks over the back. They're going to rule a jump ball, and the possession arrow will award the basketball to Robertson County, the home team and the host of the 10th Region A tournaments. All games tonight satellited to the home teams, but from this point on, the semis and finals to be played right here in Mount Olivet.
Gray and Henson having a Coach Henson having a great conversation over there, smiling and laughing. You know it.
Well, you know, and there's only so much you can do. Here's a shot put up by the little guy Poe, overshoots it.
Combs with another board.
Well, and we get it out to Beckett Kuntz, who looks up, sees three white shirts, passes it off to Parker Mulberry, who pulls the trigger for three, and that is 33-point goals for Parker Mulberry on this season.
And three of them came tonight.
Hat trick, three threes, three for Parker Mulberry.
You know, Combs, if he scores some more points, he might be going for a double-double-double-double.
Yeah,
20-20 tonight.
All right. 4:20, running clock, third period. Ben Doyle goes away from the high ball screen, tries to clear himself. Dom Hedden launches top of the key. Front iron and the smallest man on the floor, if we told you that. Hunter Poe down with a rebound. Well, they dribble it right on out of bounds, but it was last. There's a foul involved here, and Beckett Kuntz is going to pick it up. So this will earn the Black Devils a inbounds play.
He's trying to tell him to keep the clock running. He'll tell him when to stop it.
Well, you stop it when they hand the ball to the free throw shooter in timeouts. I think that's pretty much about it.
Now, that's interesting. Yeah, I was going to say Green. That's definitely our ball. He threw it off of Dom's foot, and it rebounded off of Dom and hit him as he stands out of bounds.
He got it. Standing out of bounds. Yeah. And the official very simply says, Green ball. All right, here comes Kuntz. Going to go back inside. This time he puts it up and puts it in. Beckett with a little pump fake shot. Good. Whistle follows. Going to the line. And one.
Count the bucket. Foul on number 14.
You keep track of the fouls.
Ashenmeyer. Yeah, well.
Keep up with the scoring. 71 to 80. So we have exceeded our game scoring average here. by 8.
3:04 left to go. The clock is briefly stopped as Beckett takes his time and sizes up the basket.
And delivers the M1, but no good. Alex gets it, finds himself behind the backboard. Clint says, give it to me. Let me try one from this side. And back-to-back baskets now by Beckett Kunz. Here's a steal. Parker Mulberry throws.
Oh,
and there's
it.
Your slam dunk two-handed flush by Alex Combs. Rocks the house.
Is that our first of the
that
year?
That is our first of the year. Three-point goal answered by Dominic Massey. Can't have a Robertson County team without a Massey. Here's Alex with a close-in miss hit. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
And Massey collects that foul down at the other end. Good hustle getting up and down the court.
That was an impressive dunk.
That was very nice because that was quick. That was handed off to him, and he had to put it down, make that decision in a hurry.
And maybe that's the best thing happened to him.
Yeah, yeah.
At the line, misses on his first free throw attempt. Here come here comes Brusky, here comes Doyle, and here comes Drew Stevens. One free throw remains for the Mustang big man. And Alex knocks it home. 74 now to 21.
He's got 18 points, and he's going to go down to the end of the bench there, and I think he's probably checked out for the game.
For the night. All right. So we're now picking on people our own size as Combs has the seat. Doyle goes up for the rebound. Whistle blows. This will be a common foul.
Amari Canyon, but that's their fourth, so we will be shooting after this quarter.
Into the game comes Evan Ellis, the newcomer.
New victim to the floor.
And here we go. Ball comes into Ben Doyle, taps it right back to the sophomore Brusky. Brusky, footballer. Athlete supreme.
I thought it.
Dom Haddon gave him a good look at that one, brought it to the house, tried to finger roll it, gets all kinds of contact, and will go to the line and shoot two.
Nathan Turner, if it matters, that's their fifth. And Dom Haddon is 14 points already, stepping to the charity stripe.
83% free throw shooter. Unfortunately, the KHSAA came out with the stats leaders late because Dom was 93% for quite a while. And he hits the first one here.
Your dream comes true right now. Bauer Glass has entered the game.
All right. All right.
He's working with
buckle your seatbelts. People who make things happen are winners. Second free throw coming up. Haddon launches. Gets it.
I don't think Carson Hesse was happy about that. He was hustling down there to get that rebound.
Get the rebound.
Carter Morgan in the game as well. All right. Dom's out for the game.
All right. So we got sophomore Brusky, sophomore Stefan, sophomore Glass, sophomore Carter Morgan. Maybe he's a junior. And junior Carson Hesse. Wow,
nice kick
you
out,
passed
yeah.
that one up. You had a big chance there to get fouled. Three-point shot, put up Brusky, no good. They come together with a rattle and a roar, and Carter Morgan will pick himself up off the floor. Yeah, Carter, a junior. Shot put up, no good. Rebound, Drew Stefan. Checking, faking. Oh, I thought he'd hit that one. He's really good with that little backhanded reverse layup. This one comes off. Mustangs maintain possession. Hesse pulls from three. No good. Long rebound comes out, and Hesse's going to commit another personal foul.
Yeah, he just reached in, going for the ball versus going for the block.
30 seconds. Clock continues to run. Inbounds play coming up here for the Devils. They're going to box it up. They throw long. Ball comes in to Amari Canyon. Shot put up from the elbow. No good. We've got 11 seconds. Hesse with a rebound. Wow, what a great pass Oh, I wish that would have went. It was a great move by Brusky. Can't get it to go. Drew Steffen attempts a three-point goal, and Hesse tried to tip it in at the buzzer, all to no avail. So a 16-point period as the Mustangs come back down to earth and lead it here by a score of 78-21.
16 points in a running quarter is actually pretty impressive. Yeah, you think about more than half the time is off the clock, and sure enough, that's double that up. That's 32 points.
Wow! And if you look at the other side of the ledger, the Devils could merely manufacture 3 points, so the Mustangs improve their lot in life, which was 62-18 at the half, by another 13 points, and lead here 78-21.
And Coach Hansen has his starters back in, which I can see him
trying
to get down a little action.
No problem whatsoever.
Nope. The Massey forecast in the game was 78-39. We've had the 78, and we had a 99% chance to win in the game, according to some.
Well, he's pretty sharp.
Yeah.
I would have agreed with that.
Yeah, I would have too, yeah. All right, determining who gets the ball where.
And they are going to determine that the recipient of the alternating possession arrow to start the fourth quarter belongs to the Brossard Mustangs. Barglass to throw it in. We throw right through the hands of Carter Morgan, but right there to field it is Drew Steffen. 3-point shot. I told you he could hit it.
Yeah.
He misses everything. Barglass.
Yeah.
And maybe a little pressure. This is a Super Bowl, as I said earlier in the girls' game. Bounce pass inside on the block. Bar goes straight up. And the number two, Nathan Turner, scores right over the top of him.
Nate Gray got an assist. I never thought that would happen.
And coming the other way, Brady says, I'll get it back for you, and he does. Double figures now for Brady Brusky. And Brusky really doing a job defending Nathan Turner. Wants no part of him.
To the rack, Nate Gray.
And he loses the ball, and the ball goes right into the Black Devil cheerleaders. The Brossard girls didn't make the trip tonight. I'm sure if both teams make it to Thursday, we'll see them then.
Well, hats off to the Black Devil cheerleaders going 2 games in a row.
Yep. All right, here comes Drew. Penetrates into the paint. Outside to Brady. Hesse says, I'm going to hit a damn three tonight or know the reason why. Launches from beyond the arc, but it won't go. NBA range air ball put up by the Black Devils. Your favorite Black Devils.
He's had 10 shots.
We're laughing with you, Nate.
He's had 10 shots and 11 possessions, I think.
So that was
4 fouls,
NBA range air ball.
He's not getting cheated.
No.
Shots per minute, he's right up there with the best of them.
All right, here we go. Brossard basketball coming up, bringing it across the timeline. Drew Steffen.
Talk about NBA three.
NBA range, front iron, no good. Here comes Poe. Full speed, dribbles it all the way out into the cheerleaders, but they're going to rule last touch by the Mustangs.
Yeah, Brady Rusky came down there and swatted the ball away. Whatever good hustle coming down there to stop the layup.
Poe's going to throw it in the shadow of Brady Brusky, who don't have too many guys in his shadow. Brady.
Robertson County has dumped their bench once again. He had their starters in briefly in the fourth quarter. Nice pass,
Carson. Beautiful. Carson Hesse flips the ball back to the oncoming Brady Brusky, who makes short work of it.
He's got a
12 points
on, right?
Now. Yeah. Here's Poe up top, still working hard, spinning. Bounce pass in the post. Hesse about fouls out. Scramble, loose ball on the deck, and the Mustangs are going to get it. Clock runs, 5 minutes, 10 seconds remains in this ball game. The Lady Stangs huge tonight over the Lady Devils. That was a 65-14 game. Who scored that?
Brady comes with a layup. Bucket in. I didn't see who gave him the handoff.
Brusky fits right with these guys. Man, they play well. Here's a run out, and Bauer Glass hits it. So, Bar Glass, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 Mustangs now with ink in the book. Dribble. Here comes Poe. Overshoots it. And Brusky's going to throw ahead. I'm sorry.
Hesse
throws ahead to Brusky, who passes it back to 24 Bar Glass, who scores back-to-back bucket.
Very unselfish right there. I hope he doesn't end his career with 998 points. Regret that.
You're right. Pull a Curtis Beasel, 992.
Ooh.
There's a shot up. No good. Long run, bounce pass.
Again.
Oh, yeah. Good touch, Bar Glass. Three in a row. Bingo, bango, bongo for my man, Bar Glass.
They just said, make the subs. No stopping the clock. Let's go. Let's play ball, guys.
And into the game comes Ian Hedden, a junior, along with sophomore Brendan Hill. And back in, number 14, Carter Morgan. And
we got
Ian Hedden going to be whistled for holding.
That's Carter Morgan with a hold.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. He's got one for the game.
There we go. Carter gets his money. Where are you talking about? Blue-collar player from a blue-collar family. That would be one Carter Morgan. All right, here we go. Black Devils throwing it in. Brendan almost climbed the ladder, went up and got it, and they're going to score coming up Main Street by Nate Gray.
One more shot, and he made it this time.
90 now to 25. Bar Glass battling down there for possession on a missed shot. Ball out of bounds, last touch, we'll throw it in. 2:37, clock continues to run. Bar Glass.
Somebody
looking,
get open.
Looking,
yeah.
Nobody's moving off the box set. Carter Morgan, shot fake, stop, pop, drop.
Nice.
Carter Morgan up Main Street, hits the jump stop, and becomes our ninth Mustang to put ink in the book. And we'll let them score. Oh, they missed it. We gave them an easy one. They didn't take advantage. Here comes Ian Hedden, throws long, overthrows Jackson Clark, another sophomore. And Bar Glass gets it to Clark on a baseline take. And Jackson Clark becomes the 10th Mustang to score.
And a steal by Hedden.
Hedden comes away with it. Dom's little brother, a junior, joined us this year. Here's Bar Glass going to back up. Shoot the three. It rattles down with the rebound. Carter, he said I would take it back up, but somebody's got a hold of my shorts.
Nate Gray fouls out.
So your man, Nate Gray, gets his money's worth. Fouls out of the ball game. They're going to call that a common foul.
I hope I'm as lucky with the Rams tonight on DraftKings. That was easy money with him fouling out.
And the ball comes in. Oh, here's my boy Ryan Eldridge. He's going to put it up.
He's got it.
Off the bench. The seat hasn't cooled off. And Eldridge becomes our 11th scorer.
And I'm guessing he is how many points away, Shops?
And I believe you are absolutely right. He almost scored back-to-back. I was going to say now he's only 9,996 away. But now Ian Hedden scores. Man, I'm running out of space.
Oh, Hill just picked him clean, and they called the foul on him. Chris Robson's coming over with a foul with a smile on his face. Going to put Nathan Turner on the line for their last shots. Clock has stopped at 28.4 left to go in the game.
Fritchie into the game. He would be a
first-time on the ground,
varsity scorer.
All right, ball's on the ground. Clock is running once again.
All right, here we go. Who scored our last bucket today?
Hedden.
Oh, Hedden, sure.
Of a non-Dom variety.
Anyway, scramble for the loose ball. 10 seconds. Listen for the horn. Well, they're going to have to call a jump ball, or somebody's going to get an elbow. Time is going to run out. The Mustangs are going to win by a score of 98-25, and I'm okay with that.
Yes, I am.
You know, I've got nothing against these people. They've been good hosts. There's no reason for us to show them up by putting 100 on the board. We'll take our 98-25 a victory to Mustangs. Come to Mount Olivet, run, gun, have fun, and defeat the homestanding Black Devils 98-25. Let's hear from a few more sponsors.
Thank you.
We'd like to take this opportunity to recognize the good folks who put up the money to make the Mustangs go. Woodman Life, Community Car Care, NSG Tax Service, the Schwegman Family and Sunshine Cleaners, Rumpke, Cricket Wireless, Work Industrial Repair, Any Weather HVAC, Blue Roo Car Wash, Bricks Catering, Nelner Farm and Event Center, Kramer Plumbing Services, that's Jason Kramer, the Veterans at BFW 3205, J&J Service, Cottingham Ace Hardware, Harold and Judy Griffith, Reitman Auto Parts, Nick and Fran Reitman, Southern Campbell Recreational Storage, Duke Energy, the East Bend Station, Roger Lawson and Son Towing, Don Baxter Auto, Pat Service, Luella Boutique, Dr. Dan Sheridan, the Alexandria Brewing Company, Bray Topsoil and Gravel, Fuller Ford, Brian and Carol Rieger, and the good folks at Barleycorns. Get on down there. Support these fine people who support your Mustangs. We can't do it without them.
Dave Schauble, Dave Tremden back in the booth as the dust settles here in Robertson County. As the Mustangs put 98 on the board and defeat the host school 98-25. In the process, the Mustangs, don't know where that went. The Mustangs had 12 of our 15 players dressed, put ink in the book. Let's just go from the top down or I'll lose track.
Easiest way, yep.
8 for Beckett Clinton, 8 for Ben Doyle. Big performances on both ends of the floor tonight from both of those guys. Parker Mulberry hit 3 threes, now has 30 three-point goals this season. And he finishes with 15 points, 14 for the sophomore, Brady Borusky, 2 for Carter Morgan, 16 for our captain, Dom Hedden, another whale of a game on both ends as well, 6 for Bar Glass off the bench, 5 for Carson Hesse, 18 for the Mustang big man, Alex Combs, including a house-rattling two-handed flush slam dunk. 2 for Jackson Clark, Ryan Eldridge, and Ian Hedden. I've got the Mustangs unofficially 9 of 13 from the free throw line, periods of 32, 30, 16, and 20. On the other side of the ledger, the Black Devils put 6 in the book, led by Lucas Burton, who had 6. The member of the all-tournament team, Nathan Turner, with 4, 2 for Nate Gray, 7 for Ashton Myers, 3 for Hunter Poe, and 3 for Dominic Massey. The Black Devils didn't shoot many free throws tonight.
4 or 5 is what I have.
4 or 5, I will agree with that.
3,
right.
Yep. One of them negated, so
yeah.
I'm a lane violation.
So 4 of 5 from the free throw line, and they had periods of 8, 10-3-4. As we said, every game doesn't have to be a head knock. 98 points. We pretty much decided it in the first period when we ran out to a 32-8 commanding victory, and then put the icing on the cake in the second period, coming back with 30 more. 62, I don't know that any Bishop Prosser basketball team has ever put 62 points on the board in the first half. I'm sure maybe in our illustrious history another team has. But the school record is 121, and that was against Beachwood. Off the check with Kurt, I think most of those points came in the second half, I'm not sure. At any rate, it is survive, advance, and for the Mustangs, take a trip over the good-looking hardwood here at Robertson County High School and prepare to return tomorrow night in the 7:30 p.m. semis. Follow the B Mustangs website, and I will post all of the matchups going into tomorrow after today's first rounds of play. Any thoughts?
No, that's more than what we expected tonight. Definitely take it, 98 points. Shocking to see that many. Loved it. And then, you know, even with the juniors in, or the sophomores, I should say, you know, giving up 3 and 4 points in the second half, that's pretty impressive.
I think so, too. All right, we'll take it. We'll move on. We'll go home. We'll write a story. And we'll be back here tomorrow night at 7:30. Until then, Dave Shovel, Dave Trentman saying, wow, that was fun. It's been a great night to be a Mustang. Good night, everybody, from Mount Olivet. See if you can find my pen down there.